Well, speaking of perfect, Larry Weber's on the line, our host for Backyard Almanac, right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Yeah, I think Lisa Johnson is a perfect DJ, but anyway, that's another story.
Ah, bless your little heart.
Okay, we are starting off August pretty much the way we ended July, the way it looks. Yes, precipitation-wise, we're way above normal again. I have been spending this week at Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center. That's north of Duluth, north of Island Lake. I've been helping to be one of the instructors of a Master Naturalist training program. Minnesota Master Naturalist is a fabulous program for those who want to learn more about nature. And we have been spending the week here tromping around, looking at all kinds of critters and so forth. And, of course, we had to deal with a couple of days of thunder showers. Both of them hit in the morning, and both of them had a little, not too much of an impact on our schedule, but it did get things quite wet. And, yes, we did start off with some precipitation. We also started off the month with some warm temperatures. This is a great place to be at the time of the new moon, and that's where we are right now. So stargazing has been outstanding. And two nights ago, we set up a telescope and got a chance to take a look at the planet Saturn. Saturn has been visible in the night sky for a long time lately, but most of us don't have the proper size telescope to take a look at it. But if you ever get a chance, it's just an amazing thing to see. We also looked at Mars and Jupiter. And so it's just a wonderful time for night sky viewing, but it's also a wonderful time for plenty of other things. I refer to this month as Awesome August. I think it is just so outstanding. There's many things happening. During the course of our week here, we came in contact or caught every one of the seven kinds of frogs and one toad. I'm not sure quite what's going on, but there are just a lot of them here. It's probably the emergence of the young from the water. And then some of the adult ones are ones that live around here, but they were just, that's a wonderful addition. In addition to that, we've been having a good movement of warblers go by. Warblers, when you see them in the autumn, August and September, are not as colorful, nor do they sing like they do in the springtime, and they're often referred to as confusing. I wish they wouldn't use that, because I think right away biases makes it sound like it's hard to recognize, when really they aren't. If you just stick with them, we can tell pretty well what they are. This week, I think at about five kinds have been coming through in what we refer to as warbler waves. They're very active. They feed and so forth like they do earlier. And many times it's the family units, and they mix with other family units, and you get these variety of species. In addition to that, we have several kinds of sparrows that have been around here. And, of course, we have the red-eyed vireos, which are still singing. There's geese families, merganser families, and loons out in the lake, so it's been an active time both on land and in water. One bird that is still nesting is the goldfinch, and we saw those this week as well. And then we saw some cedar waxwings that were feeding on berries. That was an amazing, amazing week for berries. I think we saw about every berry there is out there except for strawberries, which is all done, but we saw blueberries and raspberries, even found the place where there were blackberries. We found June berries. We found honeysuckle berries. We found, the list just goes on and on. There are just many berries that are ripe now. And, of course, when you have a lot of berries, you often have the cedar waxwings, which feed on those. And so they've been around. It seems a little bit early, but we saw some leaf color. The biggest leaf color going on so far is some of the smaller plants, namely a plant called dogbane. It's just very quick to turn yellow leaves. But it's not alone. We also saw poison ivy, bright red, and Virginia creeper, bright red. We saw some red in another little plant called bush honeysuckle. So there is plenty of color already starting. Now we're going to see a tremendous amount more as we go on. August is famous for a number of other things, including the wildflowers. Every year I look to see if I can find all the goldenrods that are in the area, which is about a dozen kind. So far I'm up to about seven. Some of them, of course, bloom early and some bloom later. Asters, the same thing. There's about a dozen kinds of asters, and so far I've found seven kinds this week. And then sunflowers. There's somewhere around 10 kinds of sunflowers, and I'm working my way up that list as well. At home, the daylilies, which were interesting, that were blooming every day as we went through July, just like right on schedule. As soon as we hit the end of the month, they were finished blooming, and their place was being taken by a patch of sweet William and phlox that were growing in the same area, as well as the golden glow sunflowers. So we're still continuing to have plenty of flowers going there. If you want to look into the woods, you're not as likely to find flowers, but there is one that's really common right now in the woods, and that's the Indian pipe. Indian pipe is a rather small flower, but it's just kind of weird as well. The plant is called Indian pipe because it sticks up and curves on the end, looking something like that of a pipe. But it's what makes it weird is that it's all white. It's all white. It has no chlorophyll. Leaves are white. Petals are white. Stem are white. Everything. And it grows, because it has no chlorophyll, it grows quite well in the shade of the woods. Also in the shade of the woods, we are now getting, yes, an abundance of mushrooms. And this week, it seemed like every place we walked, we saw more mushrooms. They're just great. And thanks to the rains that we have, I expect that as we go in through the next couple weeks, we're going to see even more. And we'll see quite a variety of them. We saw some big, tall ones, and we saw some low, flat ones and so forth. But there's just a lot of mushrooms that are out there. And, Lisa, I have to tell the spider stories. One of the things we do during the week here is we go out on a spider walk at night. We go out, we wait until dusk, and then we go out and we watch the spiders making the webs, or we watch the spiders in the webs. And as always, we found hundreds of them. There's one little fishing dock here that sticks out in the lake. And in that one place, we estimated between 300 and 400 orb webs are right there on that dock. So, wow, awesome August. Get out and enjoy it.
Say, Larry, I got to tell you, I had my first opportunity last weekend to go to the Sac Zim Bog with Laura.
Oh, wow, great.
We got going bright and early, and I photographed two spider webs in the dew. I didn't get close enough to actually see the little droplets of dew. I'll do better next time. But I said to Laura, stop the car. And I think she thought that we'd seen like the mythical woodpecker of the southern bogs. And I said, it's a spider web for Larry. And so just want you to know that I'm thinking about you.
Well, very good. You know, you don't have to get close. You can use a telescopic lens if you wish, but they are highly photogenic.
They certainly are. And if you get the light right and the dew in the morning, again, I didn't quite make that step, but every photographic excursion is an opportunity to improve.
Exactly. Well, congratulations and have a good day.
Thanks, Larry. You too. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday, right here on 103.3 KUMD.